Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
In a conspiracy like this, you build from the outer edges and you go step by step.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Ain't no man ever got the best of me, and there ain't gonna be!
Ladies and gentlemen...
Yes, sir, happy days are here again.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And this hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, Ring Talk, live worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves and having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up, today, we're talking UFC 177. It's toast, and so is Renan Borrell. He didn't make the fight, couldn't make the weight, ended up in the hospital. Of course, TJ Dillashaw defending the title against Joe Soto in a fight that Joe Rogan and the TV team at the Ultimate Fighting Championship found very competitive and exciting and competitive and exciting and competitive and exciting. And I'll go into that in a little bit, and it probably was anything but that. Probably one of the dullest main events in a long time as far as the UFC is concerned. And TJ Dillashaw basically in a new no-win situation, folks, because he's beaten up on a guy that's a lot smaller than him. I mean, a lot smaller than him. The guy looked like a midget compared to him, okay? Looked like he was two weight classes smaller. Maybe he should have fought like 115 pounds. He had been fighting primarily in the AA League of California, the Mixed Martial Arts League that's headquartered in Lemoore, which is near Fresno, California. So he wasn't fighting upper echelon fighters, although he was on a six-fight win streak. But Joe Soto, TJ Dillashaw, exciting, competitive, exciting, competitive. Not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it out, folks. You can download the iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go on your tablet or your smartphone. That's right, 24-7, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, courtesy of the iHeartRadio Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Clock says 8.5, make it 9 minutes past the hour.
$75,000 is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc on Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably two or three times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day sale and clearance, August 22nd through September 1st.
Ready, go!
A jump kick by Goes.
Yeah.
Ooh, little Crouch of the Tiger, Hidden Dragon action there.
Oh, look at this Capoeira.
I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs his leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single. Coleman getting him down. Coleman getting him into a... Coleman grinding away that right hand.
Through the body again.
Allen's got him down now. Allen's on the bottom. He's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. He's playing Allen's game here. Allen wants this kind of a fight. He wants it on the ground.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Coleman should throw a knee here to the top of Allen's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's knocked out. Is he knocked out?
He's out. I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because see him fall on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bochanchin KO'd Kerr and got a no contest because at that time, these knees were not legal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty and illustrious Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts, UFC 177, in the bank, of course. But I guess the real story, and Zach Attack Young is in the studio with me, of course, the MMA and boxing writer extraordinaire at ringtalk.com. Turn your mic on. When you look at UFC 177 and the fact that Barreiro didn't fight Dillashaw, that was really the big story here, because Dillashaw was going to beat Joe Soto, right?
Right. I mean, it was an exciting and entertaining fight, but it was competitive. But, you know, I think it would have been better to see Barreiro than...
Hold on. It was competitive. It's exciting. Competitive. Exciting. Competitive. Exciting. Competitive.
All right,
exciting. Competitive.
Right,
exciting.
Joe
who?
Joe Rogan. You're acting like Joe Rogan for a second.
Was Joe Rogan cheerleading last night or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? Come on. That was terrible. He kept saying, this is like the Thriller in Manila, like Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. I mean, holy cow. I mean, he kept saying, this fight's exciting. It's competitive. It wasn't neither.
Yeah, he was trying to convince the audience, but I think they knew what was going on.
And at $70 on the pay-per-view, anybody that bought that last night had to be somewhat terribly disappointed, especially if you bought it with the prospect of seeing Barreiro and Dillashaw, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people probably did. I mean, I don't think people really knew that the event had been switched like that.
They sort of kept it a little quiet. You know, it wasn't the most publicized thing in the world.
Yeah, I walked by a bar the same day, and it still had a Barreiro-Dillashaw poster.
Well, and here's what's funny about that is that Barreiro, of course. Now let's go to Barreiro. The reason why Barreiro didn't fight was that he was cutting weight, and he said that he got up too fast and he fainted. Now between you and I, you said it wasn't from cutting the weight, but I can't remember in my life getting up too fast from anything, period, and fainting. I mean, getting up too fast and fainting, they sort of just don't go hand in hand with me and the normal person, do they?
No, they don't. And I mean, it just makes you wonder, like, what would have happened if Dillashaw would have knocked him down in the fight? Like, if he couldn't get up, if he couldn't just stand up on his own without fainting, I'm glad that he didn't make the weight.
So he says he's not done. He's going to come back. He goes, I was dehydrating in the bathtub. I fainted. I hit my head. I was taken to the hospital. I know what the dehydrating in the bathtub is. You're sitting there in the hot-ass water, and you're just, like, sweating. You're just sitting there. That's all you do is sit there and you sweat. You get out. You take a few sips of water, Zach. You get back in. You soak out some more. I mean, finally, you have a scale in the room. It's just like, oh, it's murder. Okay, but that's what these guys decide to do. That's what that's what they want to do, because if they didn't want to, they'd fight at a higher weight class.
Yeah, I mean, and it's bad. It gets bad in MMA. I think these fighters are cutting like 20 pounds, Pedro. Like
in a week.
Yeah, and that's not healthy. That's not a normal human body function.
Well, you know, well, my light heavyweight guys from the American Kickboxing down that way Academy in Silicon Valley, the light heavyweights cut down from about 225 to 205. I can see that at light heavyweight. But when you're cutting. You're fighting at 135, and you're coming down from 160. In your Uriah Faber, we're going to talk about in just a minute. He looked all of 170 last night. He looked huge, didn't he?
Yeah. He definitely didn't look like he was going to be in ring shape anytime soon.
He wasn't fighting at 135. Maybe not this year. Anyway, Renan Barreiro didn't fight. Of course, Joe Soto stepped in, the former featherweight champion of the. Of Bellator Fighting Championships, who we'll get to in just a second. In fact, I was supposed to meet with Scott Coker yesterday. We have a rain check-in for our meeting, so I'm hoping we can get together with Mr. Coker. And you know, I think Bellator, you and I were really hot on it for a while. If he can get it back to that hot point, get it back to a hot point where we're talking about it, where people are coming up to us and mentioning it, you know, when somebody mentions it, that's when you know it's happening.
Yeah, I think he has a good opportunity to do that. You know, there's a lot of fighters out there who he could sign, maybe get Ben Askren back and work something out.
Yeah, speaking of Ben Askren, what was the main, is he as good as I think he is? I mean, I think he's the geekiest looking guy in the entire world. He sort of reminds me of my skinny jeans and a skateboard. I mean, that's what give him skinny jeans and a skateboard, maybe a cigarette, and you can have him skating down one of San Francisco streets looking mod. I mean, he doesn't look like a killer, but he's a monster.
Yeah, he's a great fighter, and I would have really have liked to see him against the UFC welterweights, and I hope that we get that opportunity at some point, because in terms of wrestling, there might not be a better welterweight in the world right now.
Okay. UFC 177 results, of course, TJ Dillashaw stops Joe Soto in the fifth round of a very exciting competitive. I'm sorry, Joe Rogan. I got it. Hey, come on. They way overdid that, okay? Beth Carella. I thought she looked pretty good last night. I mean, she's from Brazil. We didn't know a whole lot about her. She wasn't an overly attractive girl. She wasn't a pit bull either. You know what I'm saying? So she has some femininity to her. But she got in there and she took care of that girl, what, Brazler? That was supposed to be the real deal.
Yeah, one of the four horsemen women, one of Rousey's friends, Baszler.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she took care of her, all right. That was...
Shayna Baszler, biggest loser on the card?
I would say so, because that was a little bit of an upset. I think Baszler was supposed to win that one.
She got messed up.
And this is the second one of the four horsewomen that this girl has beaten.
Now, four, you know who the four horsemen were?
Yeah.
They were wrestlers.
Yeah, in the day.
Iron Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Ole Anderson. Who was the fourth guy? I can't remember who the fourth guy was. Maybe somebody can give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. Who were the four horsemen of the world of professional wrestling? Maybe I'll look that up during a break. But Shayna Baszler, she wasn't in the fight. I mean, she was supposed to, like you said, she was a favorite, but she wasn't in this fight. And the girl comes in from Brazil. You know, between you and I, Zach, as far as fighting, you know, opponents are concerned, I'm really leery about fighting people from Brazil, especially in their first or second fight in the United States, because we never know what they have as far as their talent and their skill set is concerned. And the reason why I bring this up is Butch Gomez was a 8-0 junior lightweight out of San Francisco as a boxer back in the 80s, okay? And he fought this guy from Brazil that was like 9-1. And the guy came in and like careened him, killed him. And he was from Jimmy Montoya's gym, who's considered all these losers. Back in the 80s, he was a big purveyor of he brought you the losers. If you needed a win, Jimmy brought it for you. But anyway, this guy beats up on Butch Gomez, and he was from Brazil. And it turns out he was a Brazilian champion. He was like 19-0 around there. This was before internet. He was 19-0 down there, blah, 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 blah. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
He wasn't 9-1. So you really don't know what these people from these other countries, a lot of them are. And I think in the MMA world, people are starting to get hip to that. You shouldn't be fighting these guys. Let's see what they've got first before at least I fight them.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guinea pig to that.
And last night, Shayna Baszler was the guinea pig. So the second of the four horsewomen is out, and the queen of spades, that's what they're calling this, could have handed the worst. Anyway, according to BloodyElbow.com, she was the biggest loser tonight. I think we can agree with her on that. Now, the fights, well, let's go to the entire card before I go to the real story. And the real story, of course, is the fact that TJ Dillashaw and my man, Uriah Faber are eventually going to fight. It looks like it's going to happen in the next fight, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But UFC 177, of course, went through a lot of changes, and TJ Dillashaw basically in a no-win situation last night. And I keep repeating that over and over again because he wasn't in a no-win situation. He was fighting a guy that was smaller than him, a guy that wasn't up in his didn't have his skill set, and a guy that, you know, that was coming at the last minute. I think he came in like, what was it, 4 hours notice?
Yeah, he really didn't have a lot of notice, and he put up a decent performance for what it was, but, I mean, he was just outclassed, and that finish was brutal, Pedro, that head kick.
Yeah, that 11,100 people saw this. The gate was $700,000, not too bad considering there was no TV blackout and pay-per-view was happening. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to cover Uriah Faber and TJ Dillashaw, UFC 182, 183, what's it going to be? We'll find out. 183, I think, is taken. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you can download the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com/talk. And guess what? You can take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24/7, your tablet, your smartphone. You have your insider's look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing 24/7 with you anywhere you go. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Power of power, bringing us to the break.
Street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I love to go to Loveland with you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement.
Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 26 seconds of round number 5. Declaring the winner by TKO, and now the new undisputed UFC Bantamweight Champion of the World.
Performance I've ever seen in my life. What does that mean to you when you hear the new bantamweight champion of the world, TJ Dillashaw? What is going through your mind right now?
Oh man, I've dreamed it for so long, and it's unbelievable, man. It's the greatest feeling in the world, and all you have to do is believe, baby. Believe you're the best in the world, and you'll get here. I've been looking up to the guy, and I felt respected getting in the cage against him. You know, he's the best in the world, and that's what brought it out of me. You know, it's what brought the best out of me is because I knew I was fighting the best. I had to bring my A game to be the champion of the world. And it happened, baby. Calvers County, Angels Camp, Sacramento. I love you guys.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Come on. You can't spend your whole life worried about your mistakes. You fucked up. You trusted us.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Long time ago, my mama told me, it ain't bragging, son, when you're telling the truth. Four-time Golden Glove champion, 29-plus years now, Ring Talk Live worldwide now. Our 30th anniversary is coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm not going to do anything special for it. I'm just going to have probably my guys, maybe spend some time with Larry Merchant, and, you know, I mean, as far as the boxing ends is concerned, I'm going to try to get TJ Dillashaw on the show, and I think TJ Dillashaw and Uriah Faber, I think this is going to be the fight, and we're talking about that right now, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. We're going to say hi to all the troops out there. Now, Uriah Faber, the California kid, former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, ranked at 135 pounds, couldn't beat Dominic Cruz, could he?
I think he got a win over Dominic Cruz, right?
And did they split? They split fights?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but he hasn't been able to win a title in the UFC.
No, he hasn't been able to do that.
And he's probably the most celebrated fighter not to have, don't you think?
I would say so, and he's always right there. You know, he's always able to beat the top tier, just not the top tier, it seems, in the UFC.
Back in the day, of course, both Uriah Faber and TJ Dillashaw, the world bantamweight champion of the UFC, 135 pounds, 12-2 now. Both of these guys are from Team Alpha Male. It's a gym in Sacramento, California. It's about 90 miles north of San Francisco. Okay? Now, I remember Dillashaw and Faber saying, you know, we wouldn't fight. It would take $1 billion before we'd fight each other, this and that. Well, now it appears that they are going to fight each other, and it's not going to take $1 billion. I mean, Faber is just, he's only one fight removed from that last title fight lost to Borrego, but there was a little controversy there. As you know, I thought he was holding up his hand, sort of telling him, hey, man, everything's sort of cool here. And Herb Dean didn't see that. I thought Herb Dean pulled a boot that night. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought.
I mean, eventually, I think it was gonna be the way it was going. Borrego was gonna club him, okay. But I just think the stop was a bit early.
Yeah, it was a little early, but like you said, I think Borrego was just. I mean, he was landing pretty heavily early on, and I don't think it was gonna last too much longer. But
and that's Borrego at his best early on.
Yeah,
because he ain't. I mean, that's the whole strategy with Borrego. I think is obviously now to take him into the later stages of these fights, make him work.
I would say so because he seems to fade late.
Well, he faints standing up.
Yeah, he's standing up now.
Hey, listen, you know, I had some problems making weight a couple times, but I don't ever remember blacking out or like being. You know, I remember saying to myself, I remember complaining. I'm a whiner. Okay, so I'm whining the entire time. I remember one time we went to we're going to Concord, California. It was about 50 miles from San Francisco, fighting in the Concord Pavilion, 1984. And I was having problems making weight, and I was starving in the backseat of the car, starving, okay? And we're driving over there, and the Ignacio Valley Road was the then exit for the Concord Pavilion, okay? But there was two Ignacio Valley Roads. One was in Walnut Creek, one was in Concord. He took the one in Walnut Creek, took the wrong road, put like an extra 15 or 20 minutes on the ride. He's lost, doesn't know where he's going. This is pre-GPS, okay? I'm freaking out in the backseat. I see a McDonald's. I jump out. Screw you. I'm going to eat. I got a championship to defend. Yeah, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. No, Pedro, get in the car. Get in the car. So I'm making a scene. So I walk into McDonald's. I'm ready to order food, right? Zach, I don't have a cent on me. No money. None. No money. So my trainer knew this, Chris Gomez. So he was just sitting in the car, you know, waiting for me to come back. And I came back with my tail between my legs, got in the back seat, and said, let's go. And bottom line is we went on, of course, who did we beat that night? Dennis Crabtree. He was in first. Open, that was for the Open Championship. Open means you're not restricted by time limits or that kind of good stuff. They're full 3-minute rounds back in the day. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA this hour. Renan Barrera, Uriah Faber. There's a trio there and a Dillashaw. Now, maybe Dillashaw could beat Barrera, but Barrera can beat Faber, and Faber can beat Dillashaw. I mean, that's these round-robin things. Look at them. I mean, that looks conceivable.
It does look possible. You know, I mean, we've seen Dillashaw have some great performances, but he was doing well, but he wasn't quite at the level that he seems to be at. Maybe there's still some flaws there that Faber can exploit.
You know, I don't want to sound like a naysayer or a pessimist or anything like that, but I wasn't enamored with his exciting and competitive win last night at all. I just wasn't. I thought his stock value dropped in my mind as far as, you know, he comes off the superstar performance of beating, and you heard Joe Rogan correctly call that one of the greatest upsets of all time, okay? And then he comes back in this next fight, and he looks sort of flat. I mean, I don't know if he was – you think he was carrying Soto? You think there's a chance he was just carrying him?
It's possible, but I mean – If he was carrying him, then he let Soto bust him up a little bit. I noticed he had some cuts on his face. So.
Yeah, he was banged up a little bit.
Yeah, and they said he was more damaged than Soto. And I mean, I think maybe he did a little bit, but I think you got to give a little credit to Soto. He hung in there pretty well.
Who were you telling me about yesterday that some fighter hit another fighter and made him hit him with his own glove?
Oh, that was Brigandy out punching Nonito Donaire.
So he did what?
He hit him in the glove and made him hit himself with his own glove.
And, like, messed up his face?
Yeah.
Crazy. Only in the world of combat sports. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Now, that hour comprises both of boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we come back with a Sunday show, a two-hour show, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we talk an hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts. Right now we're talking UFC 180. Well, I don't know. We'll look at the numbers. But most, I think, are taking up to UFC 180 through 184. So we're sort of booked through January. So if Dillashaw and Uriah Faber were to fight, I guess we're looking at like March or April.
Probably, and that might be good for Faber. He looked like he had some weight to lose, as you were saying.
A lot of weight to lose, but that's listen. It's sort of cool because I know, you know, you strain, you make weight, you're disciplined, you've got to cut weight. I mean, he was cut. Didn't he fight at 155 at one point in time?
He was fighting at higher weights.
Yeah, I mean, and he's like he's cutting an incredible amount of weight. I mean, when I used to ask him, "Can you do it?" and he used to wink at me. I can do it, Major. Okay, because listen, folks, cutting weight is scary. I've had friends of mine pass out in the sauna. I remember Jorge Maromero Paez, this boxer from Mexicali, Mexico, ended up winning a version of the featherweight title back about 25, 30 years ago. I went into the Las Vegas Hilton for a massage and their health club, so I'm putting on my bathrobe and this and that, and all of a sudden the sauna door bursts open, the steam room door bursts open, and they carry some dude out of there. They're carrying him out, and he's got a rubber suit on. And they're carrying him by his arms and his legs like he's a dead body. You know what I'm saying? So as Jorge Maromero Paez walks by, they carry him by me, and he looks at me and goes, No mas box, Pedro. No mas box. And it was killing his ass making that weight, man. Killing him. Just killing him. Making weight's a killer. So I feel for Borrell having to make the weight. But, you know, if you sign a contract, guess what? You're supposed to be there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Check us out online, ringtalk.com. You can download the show, iHeartRadio.com. Of course, take the iHeartRadio app wherever you want to go or view us online, listen to us online, iHeartRadio.com/talk. Check out Ring Talk 24/7. Take us anywhere you go. Take us to bed with your smartphone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. This is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Come to you, and you can hold your man.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably 2 or 3 times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day sale and clearance. August 22nd through September 1st.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Got the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. Do you know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why... You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol. There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
Now, more of Ring Talk
with Pedro Fernandez.
Is that an alcoholic beverage?
What, do you want one?
Listen, I'd sell my grandmother for a drink. You know I love my grandmother.
Sometimes this is an impossible mission, sitting here week in and week out, 30 years now. Somebody asked me, 30 years, what does that mean? It means I'm getting old. That's what it means, okay? The show's getting better, but I'm getting old. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm going to worry about it. I'm going to leave that to Zach Attack Young, who's here in the studio with me. We're talking UFC, of course. Uriah Faber, TJ Dillashaw. They're booked through UFC 183, UFC 184. How's that sound for you, Sacramento, California, February?
Sounds great. I think the atmosphere at that fight will be just incredible.
You Especially know? In Sacramento, huh?
Yeah, two Sacramento fighters going up against each other. It would be incredible atmosphere.
You know, it used to be the house that Tony Lopez built. I mean, he sold that place out when he was a boxer. He had him and Jorge Maromero Paez broke the Muhammad Ali Ken Norton record as far as attendance and money was concerned in California. And, of course, that record wasn't broken until Shane Mosley and Oscar De La Hoya broke that in Los Angeles at the Staples Center in their first fight circa 2000. So Tony's built that joint, packed that joint. Then Faber packed it as a World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion. He packed it in that one challenge of Dominic Cruz. So it was a house that Uriah built. Now it's a house that TJ and Uriah built. Put that together, I think they'll have a little bit more than 11,000 people.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a good one. And I mean, it's a great main event. And I mean, I think a lot of people tune in because both of those guys know each other better than most fighters do. They've been training together for years, and it'll be interesting.
UFC 183, going to be, wow, he's coming back. Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz, January 31st in Las Vegas, Nevada, the MGM or the Mandalay Bay Event Center, the two arenas UFC uses there. Surprised Silva's coming back, and surprised that Diaz is going to step up and weight like 15 pounds?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't blame Silva for wanting to come back. You know, you don't want to go out on two bad losses like that in a row. But he's not really taking that light of an opponent, I don't think. And for Diaz, it's not a light opponent. That's a tough fight, and I think I mean, I see Silva winning the fight, but it's going to be entertaining.
But isn't Nick Diaz one of those guys that is he's so unpredictable and he'll throw caution to the wind that he has a – I mean, this is a fight that he's wanted. Hasn't he been clamoring for this for a couple of years?
Yeah, he wanted it when Silva was champion. He wanted to fight him, and he's been trying to push for it. But now he has the opportunity, and I think – he's going to do everything he can to capitalize on it.
No knock on the 420 crowd, but he's got a problem. He smokes a little bit too much weed.
Yeah, he's had a win declared a no contest because of.
I can't understand that, though. I was a little blown away by that, by the opinion of the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Some doctor they had then, it was like many years ago, was that he was so high that he couldn't feel the pain.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me. People are going to say, well, marijuana is used for pain. You know, they claim it's a good medicine for pain. It is, but it doesn't kill your pain. Zach, what it does is it takes your mind off the pain.
Yeah, it's not going to get rid of the pain. It's not a pain.
No, my stepfather, God rest his soul, smoked a lot of weed and then ate a lot of weed as he was dying from cancer, okay? But I asked him one day, I said, does it take away? I'm feeling good. Does it take away the pain, Grandpa? He goes, no, it doesn't take away the pain. It takes your mind off the pain, which is, you know, just as good or better.
Yeah, but you know, one thing it does do is it slows your reflexes. So if anything, I think it would kind of impede your fighting ability.
One would think so. But these UFC guys are getting so, MMA guys get so pumped up on sativa-driven marijuana, which is the head high type of thing, that they say they're more focused, they're able to see things. I've had all kinds of guys tell me different stuff about training on weed. That's a different subject for another day. But Nick Diaz, the former Strikeforce welterweight champion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and of course he's had those decent fights with just about everybody he gets in the ring with. I mean, nobody's really taken him out. He's never been stopped, has he?
He has been stopped, but it's been a long time.
Okay. What about his brothers? Is his brother just the lesser of the two?
Yeah, Nate isn't quite as good as Nick. He's still a very good fighter, but Nick you can actually see being a champion. Nate, I'm not so sure.
Because January 31st, UFC 183, Silva versus Diaz.
You're going to go with Silva?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Silva. I think a few years ago, I would have thought that Silva would just demolish him. Now I think it's a lot more competitive and exciting on paper.
What do you think is going to happen every time that Anderson Silva goes to give that shin kick of his? What do you think every time he goes to kick somebody now, he's got to think about Chris Weidman snapping his leg in half?
Yeah, that's okay? Definitely going to mess with his confidence.
I mean, I don't think I'd be leading with that foot.
No, I don't.
You know what I'm trying to say, right? I mean, I'd have to change my whole approach to fighting, I think, because I don't know if I'd want to put that previously snapped in half leg up front.
Yeah, I mean, you know, his nickname's the Spider because he uses 8 different points of attack. So now he has 7. So he'll be a 7-legged spider. But I think he'll still be able to get the job done.
Okay, I'm looking at the UFC schedule here. Of course, Jones and Cormier, that is UFC 182. That's January the 3rd. We'll get to that in a second. The 31st is UFC 183, Silva and Diaz. Nothing booked after that. And I'm looking, and there's no UFCs booked in. There's no UFC openings in between. So I guess we're looking at the earliest date that Faber and Dillashaw could fight would be March of 2015, because they've got his card scheduled for February 28th in London, England, 2015, and a German card in May after that. But there's a big opening between February 28th and May 23rd. So I think that's where that fight's going to go.
Probably, and that's a good place for it. You know, I think they have time to build it up.
Time to lose weight.
Yeah, for Uriah. For
time
sure.
to lose weight. Uriah, you know I love you, man, but Uriah and I talk about loving Mexican Pepsi. So he loves Mexican soda, too, okay? We like because they real sugar
real
in
sugar,
it.
Real sugar, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, real sugar, which is bad for you enough, but the high fructose corn syrup is even worse because it's a chemical the body doesn't recognize. Therefore, you could drink 32 ounces of a soda with high fructose corn syrup, and your body wouldn't recognize the fact that you've consumed 32 ounces of liquid. But had you consumed 32 ounces of soda with sugar, your body would have realized that you've consumed 32 ounces. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's interesting. And, I mean, the taste is just better, though, with the sugar.
Oh, without a doubt, the Coke and the Pepsi. But he and I talk about that on the air, and he loves to eat. He loves to have a good time. And, you know, he's fought at heavier weight classes before, but the discipline involved in him coming down to 135, I mean, that's the fight for that kid. You know what I'm saying? Getting down there and weight, because I know it kills him. He fought at 55 and 45 before. Yikes.
Yeah, that's a rough cut, you know, but he's a dedicated athlete and he manages to do it, but he's in tough against Dillashaw.
He's in tough against Dillashaw, but if anybody knows Dillashaw, it's him because they've been together, what, a couple of years?
Yeah, so he probably has some type of advantages that other fighters wouldn't have with Dillashaw.
UFC 181, Chris Weidman, the American. I was trying to push this guy as the All-American kid, and why not? He's undefeated, and I don't think he's ever been taken off his feet yet, or maybe Anderson Silva took him off one time. Against Vitor Belfort, they're going to do this in Las Vegas. So I guess Vitor is going to be – his testosterone level is going to be at a certain level to where he can fight.
Yeah, he'll be a normal level. And I think a normal level Vitor isn't going to be enough to beat Weidman.
He gets
at this
destroyed.
Point. Yeah, I definitely –
destroyed.
It's going to be brutal, I think.
You know, but here's what's up. Now, you and I know the advantage involved. Had he been able to take that testosterone replacement therapy and had his numbers amped up, we'd be giving him a shot.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good fight. If it was in Brazil, too, I mean,
it'd
be scary.
Scary. That's scary, man. Holy cow, you're fighting him in Brazil, and guess what? We don't drug test down here. But the UFC drug tests wherever they go.
Yeah, they do.
The UFC drug tests wherever they go, but still.
It started to.
Yeah, but I think things happen down there. Brazil's sort of like Texas here in the United States, as far as boxing and drug tests are concerned.
Yeah, they don't do it.
They don't do it at all. Okay, now we've talked about these big Weidman and Belfort fight. We think that Weidman's going to prevail there, December 6th, Mandalay Bay Event Center. Of course, Las Vegas is rocking and rolling in December. Look at this: they're going December 6th at the Mandalay Bay, December 12th, Uriah Faber. I take that back. The Ultimate Fighter, Team Pettis, Anthony Pettis, of course the world lightweight champion against Gilbert Melendez, who he and I are gonna hook up in the next couple of weeks and do an interview with. But he is gonna hook up with Pettis as far as a lightweight title fight. It's our next December the 12th, but that's not gonna be the title fight. title fight will be later on. But this is the Ultimate Fighter finale. It'll be on Fox Sports 1. That's in Las Vegas. And they go to the USA Airway Center, and that's in Phoenix, Arizona. The UFC on Fox 13, December 13th. They go to Brazil, December the 20th, in a gym down there, Gym Jose Carreiro. And that's in Barica, Brazil. And that's UFC Fight Night, December 20th. Then, of course, January the 3rd, the big card, John Jones, Daniel Cormier, battling out for all the marbles, essentially two undefeated fighters vying for the top spot in the world of mixed martial arts. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a good fight. It's become even bigger because of all the stuff that's happened. And
what stuff that happened?
The brawl, you know.
No, yeah, but you can't lay that out for radio listeners and not tell them. What's he talking about?
Yes, the brawl.
the brawl was for real?
I'm not sure. It looked pretty real. That looked like a real punch that Jones threw.
So. You know how I figured out how you have to explain things on the radio besides the time I've been doing this? So I was doing some radio one night, and I said, this guy's got quite a set of stones on him, right? Some little old lady sent Gary Radnich a letter. Can you ask Pedro Fernandez what stones means? I kid you not. So I explained to her later it was intestinal fortitude and strength and grit and all that kind of good stuff. And she sort of understood it. But, you know, stones. Okay, so you have to explain yourself when you're doing radio, Zach, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So where are we going, Jones or Cormier? I think Cormier.
No gun to the head here.
You know what? Maybe I think that's in defiance of John Jones. Maybe there's something about John Jones I don't like. Maybe it's that toe.
I'm not the biggest Jones fan, so I want to pick against him. But I think if it goes to the cards, he'll probably get the win. You know, and
Cormier. Here's I think Kevin Perry. I mentioned this, but he described Cormier versus John Jones as Cormier doing everything that John Jones does better and being smaller.
You could make that argument, but John Jones is more versatile of a striker, I think. So that's what I think might prevail in the fight.
The elbows?
Yeah.
Long
arms and stuff, because Cormier doesn't have the greatest reach. But if he can get inside that reach, Jones is in some serious trouble.
If he gets him on his back, right?
Yeah. Jones hasn't really been taken down aside from Gustafson, who's not near the wrestler that Cormier is. So
that sort of lays a blueprint here for Cormier having having some strategy in order to go after John Jones. He looks at the Gustafson fight, right?
Definitely. You saw Jones can be outboxed, and I think Cormier has a good set of hands. He might be able to outbox him.
Name one boxer you think that can make a move over to the world of mixed martial arts right now, a boxer.
I would say Sean Porter would be a good one. I think they could move.
Okay, now go the other way. Which MMA guy can go to boxing and be competitive?
It's a little tougher. I think Dillashaw. Dillashaw has good footwork.
Great footwork, but you know what? I don't. I watched him last night, man. His stock value just, maybe it was the opponent, man, but it just wasn't exciting and it wasn't competitive for me. Sorry, Joe Rogan. Zach Attack Young in the studio. We're back for one more segment on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, sweet vocals.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. And she told me, it can break your heart out. I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One of the untapped classics of the Oakland zone, Tower of Power, 2003 release on Tower of Power Records. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Join us each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for an hour in which we will discuss both boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we come back on the Sunday with the two-hour show, 11 a.m. Pacific time again, for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Of course, you can download Ring Talk and take it anywhere you go 24/7 by going to the iHeartRadio.com website, iHeartRadio.com/talk. You enter Ring Talk, and guess what? Ring Talk is yours 24/7 on your laptop, your iPad, your tablet, your smartphone, all that kind of good stuff. Straight up, September the 5th, UFC Fight Night 50, of course, in the main event. Souza and Masausi going back and forth, and that'll be on February the 5th, is on Fox TV. Zach Attack Young, I want to thank you so much for your input at ringtalk.com. Coming here for a weekend, spending some time with you, man. Your family, I'm in awe.
Thank you so much, Pedro. It's been great to be here, and I appreciate everything.
I'm in awe. This kid's really got it going on, folks. An English major at that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour dedicated to Zach Attack Young and my great producer, Scott Cuddy.